the end of the day, we've got to protect our sugar farmers. It's the right thing. We're not protecting them from the manufacturers in the United States. We're protecting them from unfair competition from around the world. All these other countries that produce sugar, they make sure their sugar farmers make money, and then they dump the excess that they don't need into this world market. They don't care what the price is. It's unrestrained by what it costs them to produce it, and that's what price that these big-time manufacturers are wanting to pay, and it's just not fair. We wouldn't let it happen on steel, as an example. Turkey tried to dump steel into this market at below the cost of production. Trump administration went after them. Or maybe the Obama administration went after them. I'm dated myself a bit, but it's that exact same kind of program that allows sugar there. You know, I don't have anything against the big sugar users out there. They're great companies and they bring products, and I eat and drink their stuff. But if sugar was such an important cost component of what they do, then my diet soda would cost a lot less than your sugared soda. You've got sugar that's being dumped into this market that's harvested by slave labor or child labor and all these other countries that just shouldn't be a part of the process. Sugar manufacturers in America are among the lowest cost producers in the world. They know how to do their job and do it well. The program has not cost the taxpayer any direct money except for 2013, when Mexico admits now that they've bought that low-price sugar and dumped it into the American market and dropped the price by half that these retailers, the manufacturers that were buying sugar paid. And if you look at the cost curve of what they're dealing, their retail prices to customers did not flinch in 2013. So they did not share any of that windfall that they got in 2013 with their customers. And so this idea that somehow the product that you give away in restaurants for free is skewing their ability to make money or jobs being created in America is really hard to kind of understand given the low amount of sugar that's being produced or being used in a candy bar, something less than 2 cents, quite frankly.